have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Rejoice in that God gave you breath on today, that he gave you strength to be able to hear and to see, and whatever capacity you're in, he is God. You know, I want to bless him for all that he is, all that he will do, all that he's doing right now. Listen, our producer, visionary, and CEO, Kimmy Robinson, pumped me up. He just keeps on doing great things. Think about it. What has God done for you lately? I would say even in the last 5 minutes, he's that powerful and he's that good. Well, welcome again to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Rye Wright. We just want to say you are welcome to listen in, get your notes, get your Bible, whatever you need, that we can journey along together to hear what thus saith the Lord. I welcome you again. Listen, I want you to know, expect a miracle on today. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. And on today, we're going to share about how great God is. And we have two wonderful guests that are going to be in the studio today or in our podcast. And we're excited about that, okay? God is doing some amazing things. So you're welcome. If this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, we want to share with you what Just For You is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage and empower and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Not only do we welcome you, we want to send a shout out to the listeners on today. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. Whether you're tuning in for a guest, have been here every week, or it's your first time, may God bless you for listening in on today. I want to honor our visionary and CEO, Kimmy Robinson, my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., and all of you in your respective places, I welcome you again. Well, listen, before we begin, we want to be able to go before the Lord to ask him to come in. This is his podcast. We're just his servants. We want him to be magnified and glorified. We want him to be lifted up because he is worthy of the praise. Amen. Will you join me in a word of prayer? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you for everything, our trials and tribulations, our blessings, all of the promises that you promise us. We say thank you on today. We ask, oh God, that you forgive us of our sins and we forgive others that we may be forgiven, and that, God, you get all the glory for every word spoken, every deed done, that you be honored and lifted up. We ask that, God, you do the incredible on today. Someone's listening in, and maybe their heart is heavy. You are the heart fixer. Maybe they don't know which way to go. You are the mind regulator. You are the one with the answer to every single problem that we have. So we thank you for hearing us and for answering us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those that are afflicted and sick, that, God, you are the divine healer. You promised in your word that you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes, we were healed. So, God, we say thank you for healing on today. You promised you would provide for us, oh God. You said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches by Christ Jesus. So we thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being our Abba Father. We thank you, Lord, that our brother Jesus is in the midst. And God, you said where two or three are gathered, you are in the midst. Thank you for being in the midst of this podcast. Would you bless our two guests, co-pastor Alicia Curry, and would you bless our brother in the Lord, Pastor Patrick Cavini. You know him better than anybody. We say thank you for both of them, the wisdom, the acknowledgement they have of you, for their families' lives, spouse ministries, everything concerning them, connected to them. Have your divine will in way. And of course, for our Elation family, we ask that you bless them as well. And every single listener, would you reach them, touch them, and help them on today? We say thank you. In the very mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Well, on today, we're going to be talking about the power of two. And you know that the word is powerful. It is so powerful when we understand it. And on today, we want you to understand the word that we're going to be speaking upon today is from Luke 10, 1 through 19. It's going to go real quick because we want to get to our guests. I love them both, and I know they have so much to share with you, and we want you to be able to receive them, but we always predicate the podcast with the word. Amen. We will be looking at the 10th chapter of Luke, starting at the first verse. This is the NIV version. Again, that is the NIV version, and it reads as such. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, or do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, peace to this house. If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there eating and drinking whatever you give that give you. I'm sorry, let me go back. Stay there eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcome, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick. Hallelujah. Who are there and tell them the kingdom of God has come near to you. But when you enter a town and are not welcome, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it would be more bearable. For Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. But whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan like lightning from heaven, fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Nothing will harm you. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. What does all of this mean? What I love about this passage is that Jesus knew that it was bigger than him. I need somebody to catch this. It's bigger than you or me to serve him, because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We often talk about who will be able to go in the name of the Lord. Not yourself, not your ministry, not your work, not what you have compiled, but in the name of the Lord, to follow suit as he desires, to allow him to lead, guide, and direct you on what it is he wants you to do. Here's what I love. Not only did he do it, he chose 72, and then he sent them out, the word of God says, two by two. We're talking about the power of two. He sent them two by two. And when they went, he sent them before he was going to go in those areas. Listen, not only did he tell us that the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few, but he said, I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. What does that mean? That means no matter how we look at life as believers, there are situations, there are spirits that are evil. When you take on this gospel, when you say yes to the Lord as a believer, you have to understand the power he's entrusted and given to you. As a believer, there are some things he promises that will come to pass because of the relationship we have with him. The question often minds to me is whether or not we're in relationship and not religion. See, we can go to church 24/7, bust the door down, and know that the presence of God can be there. But is the presence of God with you wherever you go? And does he remain as you abide with him? He abides with you is what the word says. But the Bible warns us as well that he said you can go to a house. He said first say peace to this house. How many of us say peace to this house, whether we enter into our worship houses or our family houses or to anyone houses? How many of us has ever said before we walk in the door or as we greet them in the doorway, peace to this house? Do you know how much of a difference that can make? Not only that, it is to those that will receive you. The Bible says that peace will remain there. But then he said there will be times where there will be some that will not receive you. But he gave them instruction. Listen, when I send you out, don't think that you'll provide everything for your trip. He said, don't take a purse or bag or sandals and do not greet anyone on the road. Why? Because he's the provider. Why? Because he's the way maker. Why? Because he's everything we need. And this type of ministry is one that will make you turn your head around. Because often we want to go into ministry. I need this. I need that. I have to have this right. And this has got to be this way. But there is an hour which is now that God has always spoken, that we are to totally depend on him. The prophets would go out, and just as we know with Elijah, he commanded that the raven would feed him in the times that he designated that the prophet would be taken care of. I need to ask a question today. Are you assured that as you take on what this ministry, this servitude as a believer or as a leader, that your God will provide? Are you assured that he will make a way for you? When he says, don't you take anything. It's something to think about, and I'm living this thing, that you can lose or not have what you've always had, and he's still good to you. He's still God to you. He's still the provider, the way maker, the shelter, and the everything you need, because he knows your yes is sincere. See, when you say yes to God, I need you to be assured there is a cost. The cost is great. It may not be that you lose every single thing, but there are going to be some heartaches. There are going to be some disappointments. There's going to be some times when you have to say, Lord, but I said I served you. What is this thing that I have to continually go through? And his love, his grace, his compassion, his goodness is still with us. Even when we have to drop a tear, he's still God. Why? Because we must know him in every capacity. It's wonderful to know the God that you believe in to only shout when you see something good. It's a whole different dynamic when you know him and you gotta totally depend on him. You gotta totally rely on every decision. You gotta totally know that whatever it is you go through, he's got an answer. He loves you that much. He cares about you. Even to the fact that he was so specific to tell him, hey, don't talk to everybody on the road. Do you know that you're supposed to keep quiet and seek the face of God and ask him what it is he wants you to do? Too much talking will cause too much confusion. If we learn to be quiet before him, he will lead us. He will guide us. He will give us strategy on what to do. And then we'll understand the seasons we are in. But you can't understand that if you're running your own boat, if you're doing your own thing. You have to, you have to rely on him for everything. And this is his promise. He will give you power and authority. He said to them, I will even send you, and when you're welcome, eat what is before you. Uh-oh. Some of us, I don't eat this. I don't eat that. The Bible says, when you enter a town and are welcome, eat what is offered to you. Then he said, heal the sick who are there and tell them the kingdom, not the church, not you, not your ministry, not the kingdom of God has come near to you. But when you enter and are not welcome, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you. Yet, be sure of this. Again, the word of God says, the kingdom of God has come near. Why is it not your church? Why is it not your ministry? Why is it not you? Because we were bought with a price, covered by the blood of Jesus, his sacrifice, his willingness, and his heartache, even going to the cross. I know we want to believe Jesus just didn't have any sorrows and he didn't have any pain. But let me say, even going to the Garden of Gethsemane, he had it. He felt like we feel when we're hurting and when we're breaking. But what I love about God, when you are assigned and sorrow is your portion. He promised he would be more than enough. He would be the God that would lift up the bowed down head. He would be a God that could wrap us in his arms, and the Holy Spirit would comfort us. He promised us that he would do just what he said. And the willingness to believe him is the safety we have in his arms. It is the assuredness that he's going to do what he's going to do. But there is also a warning that if we don't follow, if we don't listen, if we do the opposite of these things that he commissioned, those that he sent out two by two, that there were some consequences. And those things would lead us where we definitely don't want to go unsaved. But when you're saved, you have an assurance for eternal life. You have an assurance for his goodness, his covenants, his promises. Here's the thing. When you're concerned that people don't listen and you know God has sent you, remind yourself what the Bible says. Kingdom of God is near you. And when God has sent you, he says when they reject you, they're rejecting him. It's never personal. If they feel personal, but it's never personal. Just like these 72, verse 17 says, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. 18, he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, and to overcome, not some, not a little bit, not if I think, but all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Nothing will harm you. That can seem somewhat controversial when we go through heartache and pain, and when we go through physicalities and things that seem to be against this word. But let me assure you and clear it. He is God. He is God. And for those of you that believe that, I wonder what he was thinking when Jesus went to the cross. I'm sure it did not feel like there was a party going on to be pierced in the side. I'm sure when he went to the cross, it didn't feel like it was a joyous time. But the Bible says it pleased God. Know this. He loves us so much, no matter what it feels like or looks like. And he will always keep his promise. There is power in two. Do you have someone in your life that you can call in the midst of a trial, and the two of you can agree and the word of God can come to pass? Do you have someone in your life that in the midst of not only calling in trials and celebrations, but that they can hear God and believe that his word is true? What about family? Do you have someone in your family that because our heart's desire as believers is to see all of our family be saved, that we can agree together and believe that God is going to hear and answer, and salvation is coming to our families, healings are coming to our families, and not just our own families, our extended families, our church families, all that we are connected to? Do you have someone that will? It's important to connect up with God-fearing believers and to recognize God never fails. because there is power in two. I pray this week's exhortation has touched your heart, touched your mind, touched your spirit, touched your soul, that you could hear from God. And if you don't know him, please don't let the days go by. Please go before him and seek his face as to what he must do in your life and what you need to do to get closer to him. Let me help you. Romans 10, 9, and 10 teaches us to believe in our heart and confess with our mouth. Not just say, Lord, I believe. It's in my heart. But to confess him that men may know, women may know, boys may know, girls may know who you believe in and how and what you trust. This relationship is valuable. I can tell you as a witness, it has kept me. It has healed me. It has helped me to be all that I am in him. And he's no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, what he's done for our guests, what he's done for every believer, he's able to do it for you. Will you trust him on today? And if you make this decision, would you please let us know? We want God to be pleased and that the kingdom be built. It's wonderful to serve, but it's a joyous thing. All of heaven rejoices over one soul. So we extend that every week because we want God to be pleased and we want the kingdom to be built. I pray that God will bless you, he will keep you, and that all that you're believing him for, all that you're standing on, he will do in your life. Expect a miracle on today. Well, listen, we have two wonderful guests on today. We're going to start with our sister in the Lord. Her name is Co-Pastor Alicia Curry. Her husband is Lo Curry Sr. They have a wonderful ministry under the name of Curry the Church. And I'm telling you, on fire for the Lord. And we're so honored and privileged that each of these guests are strong believers that have something to give to you and to share with you from what God has placed in their heart. Will you help me welcome our sister in the Lord, Alicia Curry? God bless you on today.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for having me on. It's truly an honor.
It's such an honor to be amongst our brothers and sisters in Christ, because we know, aside from titles, we're believers, and that's the most important part. Well, listen, yeah. I know we have a lot to share on today. For those who don't know you, would you share with the listening audience who you are and talk about your ministry? And we've got some good stuff that we want to share with the listening audience on today, right?
Amen, yes. My name is Alicia Curry. I co-pastor Curry the Cross Church alongside my husband. I always like to say that God is the he owns the show. We just run around in it. And so, yes, I'm also an author of Prisoner of the Mess, and then I'm in the process of finishing up another book called After Christ that will be coming out soon. We are business owners. We have a clothing line called Leola's Clothing. It's we say it's a brand drip with love because we named it after our grandmother, and my middle name is Lee, and my mother-in-law middle name is first name is Lee, I'm sorry, and my grandmother is Leola. So God is just doing an amazing, amazing thing. He's truly blowing my mind. I'm like, wow, Lord, all I said was yes, and I just can't believe all of this, you know, other stuff is behind it. But what I do know is when you say yes to God, he said he will do all things. Anything is possible when you say yes to God.
Sis, my sister, will you share your testimony for those who don't know you? Share your testimony in the overcoming, triumphant side of why your yes meant so much.
Yes, yes. I was doing everything on my own. I was jumping into relationships on my own, and it was one relationship. It was a marriage that I got into, and it almost took my life. He was very abusive. Mm-hmm. He was an alcoholic, and one night he got really drunk to the point where he grabbed me from behind and choked me. And almost lost conscious, but thank God, you know, it was something, the bottle that he had drank the liquor up out of, I took it and hit him, and that's how he was able to release the hole he had on my neck. And after that, I said, God, if you just get me out of this, I will serve you and never look back. I said, if you, you know, if it's in your will for me to be married, bring me my husband. I had basically told God how I want my husband to be, and he did that. I said, I want us to grow up in you together. So my husband and I, Pastor Lo Carey, we met in the world, but we know that God was tugging us to ministry. So, yeah, we said yes to God, and it's been on and popping from here, let's say that. With the Lord. Amen.
And what I love about your story is because we want someone to hear that God is a deliverer. He is a healer. And there are times when we all go through things and we're not glorifying anything negative. But we want you to know that God is able to do what he said he'll do. And you made a promise that you kept. You said, Lord, if you deliver me from this, then I will serve you. And you've served him. Now, let's talk about what happens after you serve him. So you find this wonderful man of God. You begin to grow together in the Lord. And God has blessed you all with a ministry. And what I love about your ministry, it is so awesome. But here's what I love. Just recently, October 9th, I believe it was, there was a gospel explosion. And in the gospel explosion, there were many artists that were there, and there were so many people that were uplifting the Lord, because I'm a firm believer that one person can reach someone the way God has sent them to do it, and God will send another to utilize their gifts the way he's given it to them. But what I heard, which is what we're getting ready to talk about, is this wonderful, quiet, beautiful co-pastor rap. I said it. She laughed. And when I say God did something in the building, because I've known her for some time, and my sister Kimmy Robinson, we all love gospel rap, but it's the most important thing is when you saw her, you could see the joy of the Lord. Tell us what has happened with that God has given you, and, of course, the messenger. Talk about what God has done in your ministry to explore and use those gifts and how it affects the body of Christ.
Amen. You know, oh, my God, it's amazing, because sometimes you never know you have those type of gifts until God tell you. You have it, and all you have to do is trust me, and I'm going to enhance it. And so my husband said he wanted me to be on a song with him, and I'm thinking like, oh, my God, I don't know how to rap, you know. And so it wasn't nobody but God, you know. I went into the studio, and it was just like he took over. And so God gave the ministry to my husband, and it's you know, a lot of times we have to target the youth, because a lot of people, even the youth, think like, oh, we cannot do those type of things in God. And it's like, yes, you can, as long as you glorify in God. And so, that's who we are targeting, the youth, and just letting them know you can turn those lyrics into glorifying God, telling your testimony in rap. And if that's your gift, use it to glorify God. So Yes. That's what we're, you know, we're targeting. We love to target all, you know, different people, but really the youth, because I believe a lot of youth believe they can't do rap in ministry. They, you know, it's mm-hmm. not fun in ministry, but honestly, this is the best time of my life I ever had been in God. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I love it.
Go ahead. He did what?
The Lord gifted us with that ministry, with the music ministry, and it's awesome.
And speaking of which, we recognize that because of your obedience and going into the studio, you and your husband have a single that is out. Share with the how others can hear this that you all have been able to give for the body of Christ and the work that you're doing, the serving that you're doing.
Amen. Yes, we do have a single out, and it's called Just Me and You. And it's on all mm-hmm. digital right now. Mm-hmm. And we also, I wanted to speak on, I know you said the gospel explosion, December the 11th, mm-hmm. we're going to do a worship explosion also.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Yes, we're going to have different singer praise dances and different things of that. And on November the 6th, this Saturday at 3 o'clock, we're going to mm-hmm. be doing a turkey giveaway. And mm-hmm. we did it last year, the very first time, just to give back to the community. And mm-hmm. so we wanted to do it again this year. It's going to be every year, Lord's will, we're going to be giving back to the community.
Amen. And we were going to come to that. And the reason why I wanted to is because we see so often in ministry, preaching and teaching, but serving is a very vital part of ministry. And yes. not just serving a certain way, but because of things that are happening in this particular time and season, it's good to see those serving and giving because it is important. We never know what people need, but the mm-hmm. reason I brought that up is because there is an opportunity to utilize music, to utilize the mm-hmm. project that you have, and also as you're giving it away, because sometimes music catches the ear. People go, wait, what is that? You know, and, okay. oh, that's this. And then you can begin to minister even the greater. And we know we're talking to the choir, but we know we must follow the will of God. And I just want to publicly say how I thank God for you guys and the work that you're doing and make sure that you understand, even with your family, your children that we see serve with you in ministry, what an honor and what a blessing that is. And we're so grateful for the worship experience that you guys are going to do, as well as everything that God has put your hands to. We pray that the Lord will bless you all and that he will continually keep you for you to complete the work. And God bless you on your upcoming project mm-hmm. in your book that you will have. And I'm sure when you get that information, please get it over to us, and we'll be more than happy to announce it. Now, I would like for you, as you are getting ready to go, please let the listening audience know an encouraging nugget that they can hold on to for the rest of the week. Would you give them something in a closing statement that will let them know God is able to do it for them?
Yes, amen. We have to keep on even when it don't seem like nothing is moving. If God has prophesied over your life or promised you some things, we have to know that his word never returns to him void. We got to continue to keep going. I love talking about the lady with the blood issue because it took her 12 years to get healed. And because she kept going, she didn't let nothing stop her. And when Jesus came into the crowd, she pushed past people to get hope to the garment. We have to continue to keep going. We cannot stop. We cannot stop. Do not look at the small. God said, when you be faithful over little, he will give you much. So keep going. Mm-hmm. Do not throw in the towel. I don't care what it look like, what the enemy is throwing at you. We have to recognize the power that we have on the inside of us, which is greater power than the one that is in the world. So continue to hold on to the garment. Amen.
Amen. Well, listen, we want to thank you for being on the Just For You podcast. I love when God does a thing. It was God that just does everything decent and in order. I appreciate you all. And would you tell the listening audience how they can connect with you and your service times and where they'll be able to connect with you guys and your information?
Yes, and I really appreciate you too, Pastor Michelle, for having me on. You all can catch me on Facebook, Alicia Curry, and I'm on Instagram as well, First Lady Alicia Curry. And those are the two platforms I'm on right now.
All righty, and would you give the address of your church and your service times that you guys have or them so that someone may want to come and visit and sup with you guys spiritually? So would you give them that information as well?
Yes, ma'am. Our church services, we have Saturday services at 11 o'clock at 14550 New Halls Ferry Road, and then we have our Bible studies every Thursday at the building as well, 14550 New Halls Ferry Road. Our Bible studies start at 6 o'clock to 7.
Amen. Well, thank you so very, very much again. And listening audience, we'd like for you to connect with them, to continue to pray for the Currys as God utilizes them in ministry for youth and in their projects and all that God has given them to do. And listen to what she said. Just keep going. Don't give up, because God is with you. Listen, we have another guest on. I'm super excited about it. He is our brother in the Lord. When we met, I tell you, he is a force to be reckoned with in the kingdom, with kingdom authority. And we're so grateful and honored that he could take his time to be with us on today. I know him to be a proven man of God. And we honor you and thank God for you, our brother, Pastor Patrick Cavini. Could you please welcome him to the Just For You podcast? Amen. God bless you on today.
It's a privilege to be here. It's a privilege to connect with God's people, and you've been one of those special ones that the Lord has allowed me to connect with, and I'm honored that you'd allow me to be with you tonight.
God bless you. Well, you know, we love you, Don, and I love you, and we appreciate you and all that you are to the body of Christ. I know when we originally talked, I said, listen, I heard you actually saw a post that you put out on kingdom authority, and I was so hyped. I was like, yes, because, listen, so many people want to walk in this authority of God, but they don't understand the precepts and the understanding of how that works. But for those that don't know you, would you give some background on who you are and what you've done? We know you're an author and that you have a strong ministry, but for those that don't know you, would you share with the listening audience?
Well, sure. I pioneered and pastored a church in 1990, and that was pretty much when I began what you would call ministry. And it was in a war zone. I had the only church there for many, many years, because nobody would stay there. And I'd guess maybe 25, 30 death attempts on my life. And yeah, I mean, it was war. And so that's where God, he baptized me in fire there. That's where it began. It was live or die, sink or swim. And I often say he either kept me in my stupidity or it was really a walk of faith. But And so then, I pastored there till 2008. But mm-hmm. in around 2000, he started to send me nationally across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have all these people in and leaders, you know, and I had no mm-hmm. idea really in 2000 a whole lot about what this was, but they would come to me and say, would you father me? You know, would you father me? And I'd go, well, you know, why me? You know, mm-hmm. and then I say this, I've been married twice, but never divorced because I've been widowed twice.
Yeah.
And sadly, but what happened though was I in the early part of 2000 I lost my first wife and then got remarried. So I never had a family till I was in my mid later 40s. And
mm-hmm.
So one night, and I'd reopened our church, and man, we had radio ministries, we were on TV on every major channel for outreaches, mm-hmm. and man, I was traveling across the nation. It just looked like the epitome of ministry success. But inside, I knew I was out of God's will. You know, that doesn't make sense to a lot of people because our success models are off. And so, but I began to, one night I was on my way home in the Spirit of the Lord. I was going down Interstate 255 around the city, and the Lord just goes, keep driving. And so I did. And I'd go through these neighborhoods, and I would, in the spirit, I would see in these homes as if I lived there my entire life.
Wow.
And I started to hear this orphan cry everywhere by the hundreds. And each one I'd hear, the other wouldn't go away. And pretty soon I just had to pull over. I couldn't take anymore. Mm-hmm. The Lord told me, he goes, this is my number one issue with your nation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my purpose for your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I came home and my new wife said, how was your day?
You there? Hello? All right, I'm sure. Okay, we lost you for a
second. I've walked in there since
then. Mm-hmm.
And then when we met that time that we all gathered out at I think Oasis International all gathered there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what connected you and I together was that
yep.
sort of a heart.
Yep, that's it. That's it. You said something that was powerful. You said your new wife asked you how your day was after you had heard the voice of the Lord to tell you to drive and hear and look in this neighborhood and see all these families. And it was something on the inside of you that changed. And when you did that, from being from the war zone to where you are now, the things that God has given you to do have been amazing, and it has been a structure that keeps the body of Christ understanding our role, because I think too often we look at our positions and titles, but servitude is the biggest part of it all. And would you talk about the kingdom authority through our serving, because it took you having a heart to follow God to be able to go and be able to experience what he wanted you to versus the successful model that we think ministry is?
Well, sure. It's really about, first of all, it's a heart issue. You know,
yes.
in the world, we see success as getting ahead, using
mm-hmm.
people, you know, so on. If I can just get to the top, if I can get the top position, and I can have everybody serve me, okay? Now, that's entrenched deeply, sadly, in the body of Christ. And,
yes.
and the Lord's really calling us to repentance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But authority and responsibility go hand in hand, and God God has called us different ones to responsibilities. You know,
mm-hmm.
and when we say yes to whatever sphere God's given us, okay, then we have authority inside of that sphere. To the point that we're hooked up with Christ. You know, we don't do anything of ourselves, but what the Lord leads us to and what we do in obedience to his leading, we have authority in. And
yes.
And so when you read that post, one of the key things was I've seen people for years go, I take authority. And authority is not taken, it's given.
Yes, sir.
There's a big difference. You know, you can try to take an authority that God didn't give you, and you'll just reap chaos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big thing in the body of Christ right now. Is the Lord? It's all relational. If you ask who wants a title, everybody will step forward. You know, who wants to be in charge? You know, all that. Man, you'll get mobbed. But if you say, hey, you know, who wants this responsibility? Boy, the room will get quiet. You know, and really, you know, there's things that God wants for, you know, we make it all about us.
Mm-hmm.
One of the key things to a move of God is a shifting to just really go before the Lord and ask the Father in Christ, what do you want?
Yes.
You know, really, really, truly ask him that, and then let him make whatever adjustment he wants to make. You might find out that, you know, this is what happened to me, okay? I was what seemed like the epitome of success, at least in my life. I could go all over the nation. Man, I'd go on the Gulf Coast. I'd stay at federal judges' homes, millionaires, you name it. And and the Lord goes, I didn't call you to that.
Mm-hmm.
And people thought I jumped out of the cuckoo truck.
Mm-hmm.
But. And often, you know, we have an international ministry, and it's all over the world, you know. It's been a tough ministry, very difficult ministry, and it isn't always a popular ministry. Matter of fact, some people asked me one time. They said, well, now that you're in all this relationship stuff and that must be really warm and fuzzy compared to, you know, drug dealers and people trying to cheat you. And I go, oh, no, they were much friendlier.
Yeah, that's the truth. That is the truth. That's the truth. Because we have our perceptions of who we think are godly or what we think appears to be godly. But I love what you said about how people will think that you're crazy if you walk away from what the world finds to be successful. Or how about this? You wait on God until he says to move. Because someone gives you a revelatory word and says, hey, God has called you to pastor. You should make sure that that's what God said first, and then also ask God what his plan is so that you don't stand in the way of getting his glory. And I love your humbleness and all that you do in the body of Christ and those that you father in, those that you mentor and teach, because it's a lack of teaching a lot of times, which I believe, I could be wrong, the reason why we see all the entitlement of, you can call me. I use pastor because that's the authority of which he's given me. However, I don't live, so, hey, you get, hey, my name is such and such, and you can only address me as, no, because I am a servant of God. But I have been given authority, as you said, and that's where I believe we miss it a lot of times. Would you share with the listening audience what the Lord has put on your heart. We have about 5 to 7 minutes, but would you let them know what God is speaking to you of what this hour is and what he's saying to his people?
Yeah, Lord, help me real quick. you know, in the book of Revelation, people don't understand that God has priorities.
Yes.
And in the book of Revelation, you see the Spirit of the Lord speaking to different churches and say, this is what about you. This is what I want from you. This is the surrender I want from you, okay? And and right now, I don't think anybody would disagree with this, especially in our nation. We are in the most relationally chaotic time that we've ever known.
Right.
And what's happened is people have learned to just live with it. We don't want to mess with that thing. We just want to go on because what happens when God starts messing with something and starts rearranging it, the flesh gets mean. The flesh gets agitated. But hallelujah, there's a move of God waiting on us. And when we will, as the body of Christ, come before the Lord, dropping the titles, the agendas, everything, and just humbling ourselves before God in a brokenness before him and say, we want to care about what you care about. We want you to rearrange us. We want you to mess us up. We want you to set order. We're not waiting on God as much as he's waiting on us. And no matter how much we fast and pray and do whatever, asking for revival and awakening, if we fail to do what I just said, we might as well go to a buffet and quit prayer. You know, God's looking. What I just said is what God's looking for. I'll go to my last breath saying that until the Lord comes, whichever comes first. So that's, if I had to say anything, I just said it.
Yes, and that is true. And so often, again, like when we put aside our agendas, when we wait, the Bible says, wait, I say, on the Lord and be of good courage. A lot of times we hear wait and we feel like, okay, God, then impatience sets in and then we create something God did not call it to be. And if one person seems like they're anointed, and there are many that jump on the bandwagon, and it's all a disrespect to God because he speaks clearly what he wants done. And you said it well, that it is for us to be able to arise, that he may use us and speak through us as he will, that the nations will know he is God, and that salvation will come back to our homes and our neighborhoods, and that people will understand he is Lord. And I thank you so very much for sharing your testimony and for being with us on today. We certainly honor you and thank you. And would you share with the listening audience on today how they may contact you and your books? Can you give us some of your book titles that you have written that they may be able to connect with you or get them on Amazon, wherever you have them?
Well, sure. I'm a challenged writer. I mean, people read a lot of my things I write. But the sad truth is my mom only got one letter in an entire living life, and it was from Boy Scout camp. It said, "Dear Mom, they made me write that." And so God will challenge you to what you feel unable to do. I have a whole lot of teaching series that we have called the Solid House Project, okay? And that's on relational discipleship and some other things. The easiest way to, and I'm working on a book, it's been on hold forever, called Orphanation, and that's actually a real word. It's the process of becoming an orphan nation or being orphanated. But that's still in the making. But they can contact me a couple ways. One is go to Patrick Thomas Kaveny, and that's K-A-V-E-N-Y, on Facebook, unlike the other sister. And or we have The Solid House Project. We have a Facebook page for that, The Solid House Project, and you're able to get on there. And if you ask for the things that we have, you know, obviously it costs money to do things, but I operate by freely I've received, freely I give. If people feel like, oh, we do that, but we don't ever require that. We don't put that first. We just believe if we do what God asks us to do, just like you and your listener before that, God will take care of us. He'll supply.
Yes, he will.
So those that would like that, that you're interested in that, or just want to form a relationship, you know, I'm all into that. Get a hold of us, and we'd love that. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Again, we thank you so much for being on today. Certainly it is a privilege and an honor to have you on. I thank God for great teaching and leaders that are across our country, our nation, that still hold true that we have to be taught and we have to understand discipleship. We have to be taught and understand discipleship because that's what was left for us to do and to arise and not be afraid to carry this gospel and to share the gospel with the lost and even those that believe because yet we need each other and we need God. Thank you again for joining us on today. We look forward to continuing in this journey together. If there are any closing remarks you'd like to make for the listening audience to encourage them, please, by all means, do so.
I just say let's as God leads, let's connect. You know, we're a spiritual house that he builds stone upon stone. He's the cornerstone. We're the living stones. We need to connect as God leads. And then then I'm going to have to go. My son is in there. Oh, thank God. I'm 62, and I got kids that are, you know, I got two handicapped boys. But one's 15, one's 14. And the 15-year-old's in an on-fire youth group right now. And I'm going to go in there in a minute.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us, and please, by all means, give everybody our love, and we'll connect up again real soon, okay? Thank you again for joining us.
All right. Thank you, my precious sister, and blessings to you and your husband. I look forward to seeing you when I get up that way.
Yes, sir. We'll make it happen.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again. Well, listening audience, listen, we've had two beautiful people of God that have been on today, our sister Alicia Curry. Please don't forget to support them. And if you're in need of Thanksgiving trimmings, please connect up with her on Facebook. Her name is Alicia, A-L-I-S-H-A, and the last name is Curry, C-U-R-R-I-E, and you will find the flyer there, the location, and if you have any other questions, they will be able to direct them for you. Also, we've had our brother, Pastor Patrick Thomas Kaveny, on today, who has shared with us about kingdom authority and given you the information concerning him. His name is Patrick Thomas. Last name is spelled K-A-V-E-N-Y. Okay, and please, by all means, look him up. Pray for all of our guests. Pray for our CEO and visionary, Kimmy Robinson. She is such a blessing to all of us, and we adore her and lift her up before the Lord because this is a great work to make sure the gospel is shared. We give all glory and honor to God. We thank God for you, each and every listener. We want to say if this is your birthday month, we celebrate you. if you've had a new baby, maybe you've had a new accomplishment, maybe God is doing great and mighty things in a way you didn't even imagine. We want you to know that we celebrate you. Or maybe on the other extent, there's been some sickness or a death or something that has broken your heart. We are praying, oh God, for families that have lost loved ones and those that are even now in the midst of family members that are sick or passing away. We want you to know that God is with you. And here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. I want to encourage you all to remember that God is. You fill in the dots. God is. And he will do what he said he will do. This week, my husband and I, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., did our Facebook Live for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. It is something that will be on, and we're excited to serve. Listen, when we talk about waiting on the Lord, we know what that's about. We encourage you to wait on the Lord. Don't make a move without him, because he loves us and he's going to lead us all where he wants us to be and what he wants us to do. And the builder, the kingdom of God is to be built. So that means each and every one of us as believers have gifts that God wants to use, that others may be saved and that things may be done to glorify his name. I want to take the time to thank again each of you for listening in. Will you commit and please remember to pray for all of us at Elation Radio, as well as myself, Pastor Michelle Wright, and my husband, Donald Wright Jr., as we, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., and all those in ministry and believers that are doing the work, and those that you want to see saved in your family and in your community, your church. You want to see those that get closer to God. Please don't stop praying. Don't just think if you pray for them, that's it. Continue in prayer until you see God move. I said continue in prayer until you see God move. I have seen him work, and I watch him as I check off prayer requests, and it gives me joy, because that is the relationship we want to have in the Lord. Amen. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can contact me, Michelle Wright, on Facebook. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, last name Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. On Instagram, it's His Blessed Girl 7. On LinkedIn, it is Michelle Wright, the same. And by email, it's leadingwright@gmail.com. I want you to know it's a privilege and an honor to serve you each and every week. Will you please continue to meet us here every Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we're believing God for a great, great harvest, not only of souls, but that he will bless you in your life. We also want you to know, in addition to the event that co-pastor Alicia Curry has said, there are organizations that are there to meet your need. We have Urban League St. Louis, that's ULSTL.org, that are able to meet your needs in the St. Louis area, as well as you want to call the United Way. Our number here is 211. They are located all across the country. Make sure that you don't suffer in silence for what God can do for you today. Make sure you hold on, pray, and believe him and wait on him, because I can guarantee you he's coming through. Will you join me in our closing prayer? Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for Elation Radio. Thank you for our CEO and our visionary, Kimmy Robinson. Thank you for every guest that's ever been on. Thank you for our sister, co-pastor Alicia Curry, her husband, Pastor Lo Curry, Senior, as well as our guest today, Pastor Patrick Thomas Cavini. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your grace for each and every one of us. Use us all for your glory, O God. Prepare the way for that which you're calling your people to do. And for those that don't know you, God, we ask humbly that you will save. We ask that you will heal. We ask that you will deliver, because nobody can do it like you can. We trust you. We rest in you, recognizing you will never, ever fail us. You are a very present help in the time of trouble, and we thank you, O God. We thank you for everything, O God, not just the blessings, but our trials and tribulations, because they bring us closer to you, but more so it shows the enemy who our God is. For that, we say thank you. We ask that you touch hearts, touch minds, touch spirits on today, O God. We all need you like never before. Remember everyone that is going through, but remember the cries of your people, and we will thank you forevermore. Remember those that are in prison. Remember those that are homeless. Remember those that are afflicted. Remember those that are crying out. Remember all of us, O God, who are in need of you, and we ask you to forgive us of our sins and give us hearts to forgive, that you may be glorified, and we will thank you forevermore. You are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. Have your divine will and way, and we will glorify you even the more. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Please continue to lift us in prayer, and we will continue to pray for you. Until next time, may God bless you, may he keep you, may he cause his face to shine upon you, and may he help you through every situation and give you strength as you receive that he will do just what he said. May God bless you. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright with the Just For You podcast. God bless. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to your name, O God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My God, today, have your way, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Crying is unheard of, and dying ain't. There's no color skin, and you won't find no sin. Oh, a place. And I wanna get there. Yeah, I'm gonna get there one day. I'm gonna get there, I'm gonna get there one day.
Get there.